Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. My name is James Newcomb, and as you can hear, I'm a bit hoarse. I guess I'm just feeling under the weather. My voice is not at full strength, but the show must go on, as they say. We are continuing through our journey through the books of Isaiah, Genesis, and Proverbs, according to the lectionary of the Greek Orthodox Church. We will begin with the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verses 1 through 11. Thus says the Lord, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and thou seest it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and thou takest no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a man to be humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your desire with good things, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Now we turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 43, verses 26 through 31, and then we will skip over a portion, and we will go to chapter 45, verses 1 through 16. When Joseph came home, they brought into the house to him the present which they had with them, and bowed down to him to the ground. And he inquired about their welfare, and said, is your father well? The old man of whom you spoke, is he still alive? They said, your servant our father is well, he is still alive. And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious to you, my son. Then Joseph made haste, for his heart yearned for his brother, and he sought a place to weep. And he entered his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and controlling himself, he said, "Let food be served." Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near. And he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Make haste and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children, and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. And there I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my splendor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Make haste and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, "Joseph's brothers have come," it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. And now we go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 23, through chapter 22, verse 4. He who keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Scoffer is the name of the proud, haughty man who acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long the wicked covets, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with evil intent? A false witness will perish, but the word of a man who hears will endure. A wicked man puts on a bold face, but an upright man considers his ways. No wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Speaking of, on the topic of fasting, of course, this is Great Lent for the Orthodox Church. And I came across a quote on social media, and it's attributed to St. John Chrysostom. And it is very much in line with the scriptures that we heard in the book of Isaiah. And here's what St. John said: "It is folly to abstain all day long from food, but fail to abstain from sin and selfishness." That's the whole point of fasting, as far as our heart and our soul is concerned, is to bring our bodies and our minds under subjection. It's the whole point is not to follow a regimen or a certain diet. And it's not a sin to deviate from the diet. That's not the point. The point is to you bring the flesh under control with your fasting. And so if the practice of fasting doesn't lead to change in your heart and in your actions, then what's the point? Why are you doing it? You're doing it just to do it. And there's nothing that bothers me more than doing things by rote or doing things just because that's the way we do it. And that really bothers me. Be it in business or podcasting or even religious practices, there has to be a reason for it and a good end to it. And I think that's what St. John was saying. What is the purpose of it if it doesn't lead to the intended outcome? Anyway, that is my 2 cents on the matter, post-inflation. Again, my name is James Newcomb, and I appreciate you pressing play on this episode of Good Morning and Praise the Lord. I invite you to, speaking of social media, join a new Facebook group called Overtly Orthodox. Just go to Facebook and just type in Overtly Orthodox. And it's a brand new group, so there's not a whole lot of activity, but I would love to have you join and get some discussion going on Orthodox Christianity. So it's Overtly Orthodox. You can also type in overtlyorthodox.com/Facebook, and it'll take you right to the Facebook group. We will close this episode, as we do every episode, with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you again for listening. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.